From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, what does Osama bin Laden mean when he offers Americans a truce?
First, the lead today, which is this: how much should the government know about what you are Googling? Earlier this week, the Justice Department asked a court, a federal court, to force Google to provide records about searches that its users made on the Internet. The administration says that it needs this information for an ongoing court case that involves pornography. Joining me is day-to-day tech contributor Shenny Jardin. Shenny, what is going on here?
Well, Alex, on Wednesday, Justice Department attorneys filed papers at a federal district court in San Jose, and that's near Google's headquarters, saying the search engine hadn't complied with requests for a random list of 1 million web addresses in its search index and a week's worth of search queries. And for Google, that could be billions of entries. The request does not ask Google to identify what individual people searched for. But the Justice Department originally asked for the information last August. Google responded in October saying, no, we won't give you the information, and argued that the demand for information was overreaching. And they also said that compliance could expose trade secrets.
Trade secrets. Okay, here's the basic thing. The government wants 1 million random searches over the Internet for various web addresses. So they want to look at these searches and say, where would these threads go and how long would it be before they hit pornography?
Exactly. The point here is that the Justice Department is concerned about exposing children to porn online. Anybody who searches for anything online knows that that can happen. So imagine your child doing the same thing, ending up with the same results. Also, remember, the Justice Department is not asking for individual users.
Okay, so they want this information from Google. Now, Google's not the only company involved here. Yahoo, Microsoft, and AOL, the government has also asked them to provide the same thing, and they have. But Google is saying, no, we're not going to do this. They say, well, we could be revealing trade secrets, but there are also privacy concerns.
Privacy advocates argue that by cross-referencing this, let's say with information from your internet service provider or other databases, theoretically the government could end up violating the privacy rights of individuals. And it's also important to remember that this is all about the administration's efforts to defend a 1998 law called the Child Online Protection Act. Now, the Supreme Court has blocked enforcement of this law, most recently in 2004, and it's gone back to the Justice Department and said, try to find other ways of achieving these goals, keeping young people away from porn, without treading on the First Amendment.
Shenny, if we are indeed becoming the information society that everyone says we are, doesn't this go to the very nature of what that society will become? That is, can the government go find out what everybody is searching for by asking these companies rather than, say, conducting 1 million individual searches itself to see what happens?
And, Alex, that's what the controversy is all about. The argument here is that it would be more accurate to look at actual search data. But again, privacy advocates are saying, okay, the question is about porn this time. What if it's about political searches? What if it's about who typed in the word Osama bin Laden into Google in the future? The concern is that this paves the way for greater concern in the future.
We'll see how Google does with fighting the subpoena. Shenny Jardin, technology contributor to Day to Day and editor at BoingBoing.net. Shenny, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.